All right, so what we'll do is we'll go around the room, introduce ourselves, and then you will have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value is and why. And then there may be some discussion or some questions that the board may have for you. And at the end of the meeting, the board will will close the meeting and then deliberate, go to deliberative session, come up with a determination of what they think that the value should be. And then the town will send you a results agreements notice by certified mail within 14 days of the closing of the hearings. Okay. So we'll get the hearing started. This is for 21 Blacksmith Drive. And let's go around the table and introduce ourselves.
I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Robert Vickery.
Terry Barrows.
Andrew Sedgner.
And Robert Miller. My wife, Andrea. Just smart, she kept her name so she didn't worry about voting.
So it's your floor to describe to us what you feel your property is worth. And
well, I mean, it's hard because we moved here in 2022 from Williston. I don't know if you're familiar at all with Williston. Martell Hill. We sold the house on Martell Hill for $745,000. Four bedroom, four bathroom, finished basement, the whole nine yards. And I'm trying to understand, even though we sold in 2022, how our place is worth almost $600,000. I mean, I get it, but I don't. Our neighbors down the street, they had it listed for over 580, their place. I don't know, it's 2031 or whatever the heck their address is, right? Same road, you know, same development. They listed it at 580 something. They've already dropped it once. They have not had a single person offer them anything. So it's at 579 now. Mm-hmm. I looked at other places close to us, like on Briar. They just sold one for $500,000. When the woman out there asked me what I thought ours was worth, I said between 515 and 520. It's not a luxury condo, it's a condo. It's not like these new crazy things they're building with high end appliances and all that stuff. We got whatever you could get because they were built over COVID. So they were digging for parts. It took them way longer than it should have taken them to build the place. Because they were trying to just dig up things. They said, well, you can only have black shutters. You can only have this kind of carpet. You can only have, our choices were way down because of COVID. And no supply, no stuff to build. So I'm trying to figure out how they pieced this condo together like 4 or 5 months later than it was supposed to be built. And it be valued as much as, you know, these houses, places that are, you know, built a lot later and more, you know, more stuff, more, you know, high luxury stuff. So I just think it's too high. It's way too high. And I'm worried because when we first moved here, in the brochure, just like that house that I'm talking about on our road, it says the taxes that they pay is 7,000 something. It said it right in one of the things. You know what I paid last year? 10. How can they pay 7, 3, 4 doors down from me, and I paid 10? How?
Well, there could be income sensitivity. There could be bed exemptions. There's all kinds of things that you don't know what's on their tax bill. So if their income is lower, they get an income sensitivity from the state.
No, I'm not talking about anything with the state, you know, whatever that's called. No. This is just what your bill is. What they pay after, what you pay after is different. Like you can tell me that they listed for 7,000 if those people get a big chunk of money from the state. That's not what the original taxes are, still what they should be, right?
I'm sorry.
Before you get
any
discounts.
I don't follow what you're saying.
In other words, if I got a $5,000 discount for my taxes, and I'm going to tell people that, it's only $5,000 taxes for this house. You've got to tell them what the taxes are without any discounts, right?
Do I understand then you're saying that 51 Blacksmith that's on the market now, mm-hmm. for 579, pays $7,237, but his tax bill was
$10,000.
That's what he said.
Over $10,000.
He's in the next building over.
Yeah. And all the buildings, the prior assessments were all around the same price, $400,000.
Yeah.
So if the assessment's the same, then there's something in their tax bill that's reducing their taxes, and it's probably income sensitivity. So, and that's probably what they're giving for their, what they're paying taxes.
Where's my income sensitivity? I just fought 6 years of cancer. I lost my job to fight cancer, and we moved to a condo to lower our cost of living. And I paid more than I did in a 4-bedroom house.
Yeah. And I'll just...
In Williston, in a prime real estate location.
The assessments currently are based on what we're seeing for sales for condos of similar units throughout the town.
A $500,000 one in Briar Road or Briar Lane. Yeah. $500,000. That's what they sold that one for just now. It was just sold not that long ago. That's why I said about 520, I think, is fair.
Right, and this particular builder who built your property has a lot more units similar to yours throughout the town, and they're all selling in that 550 to 650 range.
Are they luxury units?
Well, so
that's what I see.
They're all the same structure. They're all the same building.
But that's not what it says in the thing. And I looked at some of those expensive ones, and it said, like, luxury townhouses, luxury condos. What's luxury condo mean compared to a condo? What does that mean?
I don't know if that's just the listing, the selling listing. I don't know.
I'm
just telling you that.
Some are going for $650,000, crazy price.
So as I figured, the listing agent put the wrong tax amount down for these folks. 51 Blacksmith.
Yeah, they did that to me, too.
They put the wrong, so the listing agent called it wrong. His tax is actually $9,857.
Okay. Why did they do that?
The listing agent was in Florida when the house was listed.
Mine was listed for $5,600, my tax bill, just like that, listed $7,000. Mine, when I bought my condo, was $5,600. That's one of the things we looked at. Oh, look, taxes are only $5,600, cheaper in Colchester. When I moved here, it was almost $8,000. So is that legal for the real estate people to just put any old tax number they want?
Yeah.
Is that legit?
Yeah.
Because that's two so far.
Yeah.
Both of them in our little spot.
Did you see that, Jerry? It was listed, the listing actually has the wrong tax amount. Mm-hmm. And I've discovered this under their listing.
Sometimes certain realtors do make
mistakes.
They look at the wrong number and they put the discounted.
Yeah, but that's important. That's one thing that people look at when they buy a house.
Totally.
Right?
Totally. No, I need to bring that to their attention. That's wrong. My point is their tax.
No, I get that now. And that's comparable to ours. Ours is a little over 10.
It is a problem because the education tax rate is separate from the municipal tax rate, and a lot of people just look at that total amount and don't go over to the...
Yeah.
I think it needs to be changed because it's been very confusing for a lot of people.
Yeah. It confused me when I bought the place, and then I almost died last year when my bill was over 10 grand.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not working.
I don't have
I'm
any other questions.
No, at this point, your taxes, based on the new assessment with the rate going down, are already going down. By, let's see, I think it's a difference of
$2,400. So we estimated what the tax rate is going to be.
$2,400 are already, it looks like they're going down because the rate's going down.
Right. Yeah, I figured because you guys haven't done this thing in so long that I was getting destroyed.
So based on $597,000 assessment, with the approximate new rate.
Well, I still, like I said, if my neighbor can't sell it for $580, and they're not much different between the two. I mean, is it
no finished basement?
No. Is it worth more if you've got a downstairs bath bedroom? Does that matter where the bedrooms are?
It's worth more.
You all have first floor bedrooms.
No, we don't.
Oh, the other ones don't have.
Correct.
That's
that I don't know is any more or less value. A bedroom's a bedroom. I don't see where it says the value is more for having a downstairs bedroom. And I don't have tile in my bathroom. I got a plastic bathroom stall, you know. I don't have these, like, really nice features that other places have. We don't have that. I don't have a fireplace. And that was $2,500 off the price. I don't know if that...
The fireplace.
Yeah, but I don't have one of those. We tried to do it as cheap as we could.
I don't have any other questions.
No, I don't either.
So, we're going to deliberate.
Yep. Well, so the board will deliberate, come up with a decision, and then the notice will be sent to you within 14 days of the close of the hearings. It'll be by certified mail, so keep your eyes open for that. Where the turnaround time is a lot faster than that, so you should get it within a week to 2 weeks from today. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.